2. The A Method of Hiring. Authors, Jeff Smart and Randy Street. Solve your number one problem. Who is your number one problem? Not what. What refers to the strategies you choose, the products and services you sell, and the processes you use. Unfortunately, focusing solely on what means you will continue to feel stressed, make less money than you deserve, and lack the time to do what you want. Who refers to the people you put in place to make the what decisions. It doesn't matter whether a person is being hired as a call center worker or the CEO of a $50 billion financial institution. Who mistakes are pricey. The average hiring mistakes cost 15 times an employee's base salary in hard costs and productivity loss. Finding A players. We define an A player in this way. A candidate who has at least a 90% chance of achieving a set of outcomes that only the top 10% of possible candidates could achieve. Thus, hiring A players takes hard work. You have to dig hard, ask tough questions, and be prepared sometimes for disturbing answers. In business, you are who you hire. So, how do you get an A team? The A method defines a simple process for identifying A players with a high degree of success. It helps you to get the who right. The four steps of the A method are 1. Scorecard. The scorecard is a document that describes exactly what you want a person to accomplish in a role. 2. Source. Finding great people is getting harder, but it's not impossible. Systematic sourcing before you have slots to fill ensures you have a high quality candidates waiting when you need them. 3. Select. Selecting talent in the A method involves a series of structured interviews that allow you to gather the relevant facts about a person so you can rate your scorecard and make an informed decision. 4. Sell. Once you identify people you want on your team through selection, you need to persuade them to join. A blueprint for success. Scorecards describe the mission for the position, outcomes that must be accomplished, and competencies that fit with both the culture of the company and the role. The scorecard is composed of 3 parts: the job's mission, outcomes, and competencies. Together, these 3 pieces provide a linkage between the people you hire and your strategy. A. Mission. The mission is an executive summary of the job's core purpose. It boils the job down to its essence so everybody understands why you need to hire someone into the slot. For a mission to be meaningful, it has to be written in plain language, not the jargon so commonly found in business today. B. Outcomes. Outcomes describe what a person needs to accomplish in a role. People don't want to fail, and they don't want to go through the dislocation of moving to another company if they know their chances of success are minimal. Set the outcomes high enough, but still within reason, and you'll scare off B and C players even as you pull in the kind of A players who thrive on big challenges that fit their skills. C. Competencies. Critical competencies for A players are efficiency, being able to produce significant output with minimal wasted effort. Honesty and integrity, does not cut corners, earns trust and maintains confidence, does what is right, not just what is politically expedient, speaks plainly and truthfully. Organization and planning. Plans, organizes, schedules and budgets in an efficient, productive manner. Focuses on key priorities. Aggressiveness. Moves quickly and takes a forceful stand without being overly abrasive. Following through on commitments. Lives up to verbal and written agreements regardless of personal cost. Attention to details. Does not let important details slip through the cracks or derail a project. Persistence. Demonstrates tenacity and willingness to go the distance to get something done. Proactivity. Acts without being told what to do. Brings new ideas to the company. 2. Source. A. Referrals from your personal and professional networks. Getting great candidates does not happen without significant effort. Of all ways to source candidates, the number one method is to ask for referrals from your personal and professional networks. This means that you bring your broader business contacts in on the hunt too. Join professional organisations and ask people you meet through events. B. Referrals from employees. Maybe the greatest benefit of in-house sourcing, though, is how it alters the mindset throughout an enterprise. By turning employees into talent spotters, everyone starts viewing the business through a who lens, not just a what one. Ultimately, the organization's fortunes are going to rise or fall on the ability to bring the best people on board. C. Hiring external recruiters. Recruiters remain a key source for executive talent if you expose them to the inner culture and workings of your business. Think of recruiters much the way you would think of a doctor or a financial advisor. The more you keep them in the dark about who you are, what is wrong, and what you really need, the less effective they will be. Select the four interviews for spotting A players. 1. The screening interview. Culling the list. The goal here is to save time by eliminating people who are inappropriate for the position as quickly as possible. It is recommended that you conduct the screening interview by phone and that you take no more than 30 minutes. Inviting candidates to your office is sure to gobble up an hour or more of your time. 2. The top grading interview. The power of patterns for choosing who. Top grading interviews disclose the likelihood that a person will improve on strengths and minimize weaker points through the following questions. 1. What were you hired to do? 2. What accomplishments are you most proud of? 3. What were some low points during that job? 4. Who were the people you worked with? Specifically, what was your boss's name and how you spell that? What was it like working with him? What will he tell me were your biggest strengths and areas for improvement? How could you rate the team you inherited on an ABC scale? What changes did you make? Did you hire anybody, fire anybody? How would you rate the team when you left it on an ABC scale? 5. Why did you leave that job? Don't accept vague answers like, "My boss and I didn't connect." That's a non-answer. Get curious, find out why, and stick with it until you have a clear picture of what actually happened. Sell. The top 5 ways to seal the deal. Sell is the fourth and final step in the A method for hiring. There are 5 areas, which are called the 5 Fs, that help you ultimately get the person to sign on the dotted line. Fit. Ties together the company's vision, needs and culture with the candidate's goal, strengths and values. Family. Takes into account the broader trauma of changing jobs. What can we do to make this change as easy as possible for your family? Freedom. The autonomy the candidate will have to make his own decisions. I will give you ample freedom to make decisions and I will not micromanage you. Fortune. Reflects the stability of your company and overall financial upside. If you accomplish your objectives, you will likely make compensation amount over the next 5 years. Fun. Describes the work environment and personal relationships the candidate will make. We like to have a lot of fun around here. I think you'll find this is a culture you will really enjoy. Finally, persistence pays off. Great leaders are persistent. They don't take the first no for an answer. They keep positive pressure on the A players they want until they get them. From the first sourcing call, they never let up.